Hello, Marlins fans. This is Daniel Rodriguez here for Thursday, April 8th, 2021 for Big Fish, Small Pond. For those of you who may be new to the pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Miami Marlins for that particular day, all season long, and hopefully the playoffs. But first off, about yesterday, wow. Things did not look good for Miami yesterday, and especially all series long versus St. Louis, after they were swept by the Cardinals, including a 7-0 loss yesterday, dropping the Marlins to 1-5 so far in this young season. But the Marlins have two very tough divisional series next, which are both going to be away coming up. First off, against the New York Mets, and secondly, versus the Atlanta Braves. And both, as I mentioned, are on the road, which Miami did fare well against last season, finishing up 20-14 on the road last year. But for the Marlins, the starters continue to be the stars, as Pablo Lopez had another great performance with 6 2/3 innings pitched, only giving up 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, but he did strike out 6 batters. But despite this great outing from the starter, the offense continues to be the biggest issue for the Marlins. The Marlins only totaled 3 hits yesterday, as the team is continually to drop their batting average, as the hitting was not good and definitely needs to be addressed as more games continue. But first, I want to share this very interesting stat I saw on Twitter, and to give credit, I want to give it to Chris Towers on CBS, who had this stat right here. The Marlins starting pitchers so far this season in 6 games, 30 innings pitched, have 36 strikeouts and a 2.40 ERA, where the relief pitchers, which for the Marlins was an area that they focused on heavily this offseason, making trades, signing free agents, so far has not been very well for the Marlins, as the relief pitchers 24.1 innings pitched, 23 strikeouts, but the biggest number here, a 6.65 ERA. Yes, it almost triples the ERA the starting rotation has. And that wasn't bad enough. Here are the hitters for the Marlins, not including the pitchers. Marlins are batting at 220 batting average with a 323 slugging percentage. Yes, they're almost hitting on the Mendoza line, almost at 200, batting 220 so far this season. But things hope to be better for the Marlins coming up against the New York Mets. But the rotation has really been great so far and continues, as tomorrow we will either have Paul Campbell pitching or Nick Knighton, as I will get into that later in the pod. But for now, here is how the bullpen did yesterday, combining for 2 1/3 innings pitched, giving up 5 hits, 5 earned runs, and 2 walks. But those numbers might seem weird, as 4 of those earned runs came as Zach Pop gave up a grand slam late in the game.
Bases loaded, 3-2 pitch. Carlson, a drive, right center, grand slammer! Dellin Carlson unloads, and a long one into right center. His first career grand slam.
In game, it looked like the Marlins are seemingly, hitting for the fences, as they are not playing to make contact, as most of the Marlins are. Basically, their hits are flyouts, almost at the warning track, but barely reaching over the fence to be a home run. And it's not really been looking good yesterday. But today is a new day for Miami. meaning a new series starts today as the Marlins will face their rival, the New York Mets, at an early start time of 1:10 p.m. as the Marlins will continue to look for their starting rotation to just provide great outings, as we've seen from Pablo, we've seen from Sandy, who Sandy so far looks like, well, I didn't say looks, but is the ace for the Marlins and is looking like one of the top 20 to 10 pitchers in baseball. Definitely top 10 in the National League, as the Marlins do continue today against the Mets, and they will face off against Taijuan Walker. Taijuan Walker so far had in spring a 3.27 ERA and only starting three spring games, but the Marlins do look to get a win today against the Mets. But before you go watch the game, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, #WearBlue, never lose.